She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
Hi, I'm Lisa Davis. You're listening to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off today. Hello, Andrea. But joining us, as always at this time, is the wonderful Dr. Ginger for Healthy Steps with Dr. Ginger. Hello there, Dr. Ginger.
Hello, Lisa. How are you today?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I'm excited to talk about our topic today. I don't know if you had a chance to watch Dr. Oz yesterday, but Mike Adams, who is an activist researcher, was on there. He's kind of a whistleblower a little bit, and he was on there talking about heavy metal that his lab found in various healthy products that we utilize every day. If you're into the natural health world, a lot of these products are loaded with lead, cadmium, tungsten, arsenic, and aluminum, and he really unveiled to the mass media, because it was on Dr. Oz, some of his findings.
That is really scary. Can you tell us some of these? Because I want to avoid them, and I want our listeners to avoid them as well, if that's, you know, their, what they want to do.
Absolutely. Well, Mike Adams runs the naturalnews.com website, and he's kind of known for sharing the truth and kind of the whistleblower kind of guy. And, you know, he's very concerned about the poison that is found in American foods. And it's interesting, because some of these levels are illegal in Canada, and it's too bad that Andrea isn't here to talk about this with us, but many of the raw ingredients that are utilized in some of these foods, in Canada, they're clean. But because we import a lot of things from places like China and other Asian communities, we are getting some of these heavy metals, because we don't have, the USDA and the FDA do not have any heavy metal limits on foods and supplements when it comes to organic foods. So we might be buying something that says organic and we think it's clean and good, but unfortunately, what Mike Adams has discovered in things like rice protein and ginkgo biloba herb supplements and cacao, and these are things that are really popular in the natural health world, many of these brands are loaded in heavy metals. So if you want to start off with the with the rice protein, yeah, and
sure.
On his website, and actually on Dr. Oz's website, they have the study results listed, and you can actually see brands, the good and the bad. And so you can check out those websites, naturalnews.com and Dr. Oz's website, and you can see that what the findings were. But the bottom line was rice protein. The rice proteins, where the ingredients came from China, were very heavy in lead, cadmium, and tungsten. In California, though, the rice proteins are very clean. So American-made rice proteins were great. And so he has a listing of which brand names are the best ones. So that was kind of scary, because, you know, all of these toxins, when they get into our body, into our cells, can manipulate our DNA. And heavy metals are known for kind of creating fogginess, potentially dementia, obviously a weakened immune system. And so these are things that we don't want in our system. And so we want to make sure that, you know, when we're buying some organic rice protein, that we're really getting clean, you know, real food that's not toxic to our system. So that was an interesting finding. As far as the ginkgo biloba, in the United States, when it's grown here in the United States, there were zero metals found. But when it came from China, there were huge amounts of heavy metals found. So, again, the brand names are listed on their website. When it came to cacao, interestingly, the powder had the highest amounts of heavy metals, lead and cadmium, and oftentimes it seemed more commonly coming from South America. But the cacao nibs were much, much lower. I don't know what the reasoning is behind that. Maybe South America produces just the powder and the nibs come from elsewhere. But these were really interesting findings when it came to these popular products that we all utilize.
Oh, yeah. That it's so important, isn't it? And it's scary. It really is scary when you feel like you go to the health food store, you order these products online, and they say something, and then you're getting something else. Do you think that they're aware of what's in their products? Or do you think some people are sort of taken off guard, or some companies say, wait a second, I didn't even realize that? Or I guess it's a mixed bag, I would imagine.
Well, apparently he contacted every one of the companies, and many of them, probably almost all of them, he said there were a few of them that really didn't believe or were not willing to make changes, but the ones that were are going to, you know, change their sources. And some of that stuff's going to take some time to do, but they are going to, over time, change their sources of where they get some of these raw materials and make the changes. And, you know, he's real big on some of the health food stores, getting them to, you know, create this awareness to their consumers so that they're not selling these poisons. Interestingly, hemp protein and seed-based proteins like pumpkin seeds were very clean across the board and tested very well. So, you know, that's just a little side to the rice protein. And I think one of the things that Dr. Oz is really concerned with is the rice protein is part of a, he has a two-week, I guess, kind of clean yourself out kind of diet program, and he recommended rice proteins. And so he was kind of up in arms about the whole rice protein thing because so many of them were so high in heavy metals, and he was not aware of that. So it was really awesome to see kind of natural world and kind of mainstream medicine kind of come together yesterday and in great agreement on these topics of, you know, really creating awareness and hopefully getting the FDA and the USDA on board with this and testing, because, you know, a lot of these products are labeled organic, and so you think they're good, but there are no heavy metal limits in organic foods. And I think Mike Adams, and with the help of Dr. Oz, is getting the word out, and hopefully we'll make some changes in this area.
Well, I agree. Dr. Ginger, I'm looking at naturalnews.com right now. Ultra clean protein breakthrough as companies announce low heavy metal powders based on Sancha Inchi pumpkin seed and more. Now, you mentioned the pumpkin seeds. What is Sancha Inchi? And I'm probably saying that incorrectly.
You know what? I'm not actually familiar with that. That's another plant-based, I've never used it, but that's another plant-based protein that, you know, that's out there among all the others. So that's one to definitely check out. And, you know, this might get you to try some different things. If you're utilizing a rice protein right now and, you know, you don't want to sit around and wait for these companies to make some changes, maybe try the hemp protein or the pumpkin seed proteins, you know, or, you know what, you don't even need to buy them necessarily. You can just buy the nuts and seeds and make them fresh and make them clean, you know, that way you know what you're getting at your own house. So, and there's lots of pea protein powders as well tested pretty good. So, well, some of them did. So you have to check the website and get the brand names for sure. But it was great that he actually listed brand names and didn't hide that from the audience.
I do think that's great. Well, let's move on and talk about the popularity of clean eating. It really seems to be on the rise, which I think is a wonderful thing.
You know what? It sure is. And it's really great to see. You know, as you know, I'm a raw food vegan, and I don't expect everyone to want to be that or ever be that. But even in the kind of meat eating world, It's people still want to eat cleaner. You know, I kind of teach a worst, better, best, and the worst is, you know, toxic, you know, hormones, antibiotics, and better is, you know, perhaps getting some of these products that are organic and not having these things. And it's really becoming more and more mainstream and people are shopping more at farmers markets because they want to buy local so that they can talk to the farmer and find out, you know, what are you utilizing on this produce or even the animal products? And they want to know. The consumers are starting to get it because they realize our bodies are so toxic, and that's one of the reasons why we're getting all these crazy autoimmune diseases and various other diseases. And it's another reason why people can't lose weight. If you're toxic, you're not going to lose weight. When you become alkaline and become clean, your body releases these toxins and you start to lose weight. It kind of all fits together. And I think the general public is starting to see that. And so the term clean eating has become very, very popular and very, it's just this awareness with people. And so they really are looking at labels. They're buying less packaged foods and they're really going to farmers markets and local farmers and wanting to purchase, which is awesome for our local farmers because we need to support them in any way that we can.
It sure is. It's so important. You know, one thing I recommend, especially this time of year, is there's so much great produce and there's so many great things you can eat. And when it's hot out, you want to eat light. And I've just been incorporating a huge salad into my day every single day. And I'll be honest, in the winter, I tend to get a little lazy sometimes, even with the knowledge I have. So let's get out there, go to those farmer markets and support them. Dr. Ginger, how do we learn more about you?
Well, you can check me out at thedrginger.com. I'm also very active on Twitter at thedrginger and on Facebook at thedrginger as well.
Great. Thank you. I'm Lisa Davis. This is Naturally Savvy Radio on Radio MD. Like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.